Take this moment to relax, totally to relax. Enjoy the peace and quiet all around you. Enjoy having time and space to yourself. This is your moment, your time for total hypnosis. The moment that you need to free your mind from the stresses and strains of everyday life. Now take a deep breath in and hold 2, 3, 4 and out. 2, 3, 4. And I want you to take this time to notice any sounds around you. If you want to close your eyes, please close your eyes. If you want to wiggle your toes, wiggle your toes. You want to scratch your nose, scratch your nose. This is your time, your hypnosis, and you are in control. As you lie yourself back, you can settle down and begin to relax. Just make yourself nice and comfortable. You can notice the weight of your head resting there on the pillow. And you can be aware of your head relaxing, relaxing on the pillows, knowing that those pillows will fully support the weight of your head, so you don't have to hold any stress or tension in your shoulders or neck. You can just let your head relax back, nice and rested, relaxed and let go. And you can relax your shoulders too, because you know that the couch will fully support you. It can take the full weight, your full height, every muscle, every fibre of your being, as you just relax back into that couch, fully supported. Because now is the time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You can just lie back and relax, and your mind can drift and dream as you hear all the sounds around you. The sounds outside, and none of these things need distract or disturb you, as they comfortably remind you that the world is still safely turning, and you can allow yourself a moment, allow yourself a moment to sit back, relax, and let go. You can let go of any tension in your stomach or across your shoulders. Ease off those muscles in your back and down your spine, and along the muscles in your legs. Down, 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 through your ankles and all the way to your feet. Your toes, even your arms and every finger, loosening and relaxing. Perfectly at ease, drifting and dreaming of your thoughts as you pay attention to your breathing, that gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And with every breath you take and every word I speak, you can just let go. And now you're so beautifully relaxed. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody expecting anything. And absolutely nothing whatsoever to do, except to relax. I want you just to let your mind and imagination drift, feeling lazy, easy and comfortable. I want you to imagine that you're standing on the terrace of a lovely old house, a house like a stately home or a country mansion. You can feel the sun on your head and on your shoulders. Not too hot, just comfortable. And there's a gentle breeze playing against your skin as you look around you. You notice an elegant marble flight of stairs, 10 broad steps leading down into a beautiful sunken garden. A garden where you sense peace, well-being and comfort. Make it really vivid in your mind now. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And as I count all the way down, down to 0, down from 10, I want you to imagine that each number is a step down on this beautiful staircase. A step down towards this beautiful garden, and each step you take is another step down into deeper and even deeper levels of relaxation. So back that by the time you get to 0, you'll be as deeply relaxed as you can ever imagine, while still be able to hear my voice, respond to the sound of my voice. 10. Take the first step down now, relaxing and letting go. 9. Feeling more and more relaxed. No need to hurry, we have plenty of time. 8. Moving down easier now. Deeper and deeper. 7. Deeper and deeper. 6. Deeper still. Your breathing just becoming slower and steadier. 5. Really relaxing now. Just let go. 4. Becoming calmer and calmer. 3. Calmer still now. 2. More and more relaxed. And 1. All the way down. Down now. Down now to 0. And now you find yourself in this wonderful garden. You can feel the softness of the newly cut grass beneath your feet as the scent of masses upon masses of brightly coloured flowers seem to envelop you. And there's a gentle sound of birds singing, insects echoing faintly in the stillness of the air. It's almost a magical place, stretching in the distance as far as the eye can see in all directions, with beautiful shrubs, tall elegant trees, and an ornamental fountain, which seems to feed into a gently trickling stream. This fascinates you, and you wander to the edge of the stream, and gently lower yourself down onto the grassy bank, and just for a while, gazing into the soft clear water, marvelling at the sense of tranquility that sweeps over you. And listen to the faint sound of the fountain splashing into the pool that feeds this gentle stream. After a while, you lay back on the grass and gaze up at the clearest blue of skies. And as you relax more and more, your eyes begin to close and you just drift off into a beautiful, beautiful sleep. And as you sleep, you have a dream. You dream that your whole body is becoming lighter, lighter and lighter. So light that you feel that you must surely begin to float on air at any moment. And then you feel yourself just floating and drifting, gently borne aloft and supported by the softest of warm breezes. And you can somehow see, through your closed eyelids, that you're floating in a sea of colour. A warm sea of colour that relaxes and comforts you as you just drift, suspended in warmth and colour that seems somehow unreal, and yet, at the same time, has a comforting, familiar feel to it. You are aware of the misty reds and orange, soft muted yellow tones, gentle greens and blues that seem somehow like clouds, and the deepest, softest indigos and violets that you could have ever imagined. And it begins to dawn on you that you're floating in a rainbow, a magical rainbow, because in this rainbow, time and space doesn't exist in the same way that we usually know it. You might have floated there for just a moment, or for 100 years, maybe for a lifetime, or just perhaps, for the blinking of an eye. You could have floated forwards in time, to a time that could be far, far, far beyond our future. Or maybe back in time, back before your own lifetime. It gradually begins to seem to you that you may be able to float here for just as long as you wish. With this wonderful, relaxing feeling. Just float. Just floating. And drifting through this magical sea of gentle flowing colours, where time seems to cease suddenly of so little importance. You are still pondering on these thoughts when you find yourself begin to float gently downwards, lower and lower, softly sinking down, 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 down through this beautiful rainbow, becoming even more lazy, even more relaxed, until eventually you realise that you've stopped floating downwards and you find yourself on the shore of a tranquil lake, a large tranquil lake, surrounded by softly rolling hills that are shrouded in a gentle silver mist. There are trees and sweetly scented flowering shrubs and grasses growing at the water's edge, and everything is bathed in a beautiful golden light. A golden light that seems to bathe everything in its warmth, and you find yourself marvelling at the sense of deep calmness and comfort that seems to fill your entire being. As you stroll lazily along the sandy shore of this wonderful lake, noting with a sort of lazy curiosity that it seems to be constantly changing colour. Subtle changes blending in so smoothly that it's difficult for you to know exactly when limpid blue has become a deep soft violet, or when that deep violet becomes a relaxing, translucent green. Changes of colours fascinate you, and you settle yourself down into a small, smooth rock and just gaze out across the crystal clear waters. Every so often, something, a fish maybe, just something, just breaks the surface, creating ripples that seem to flow gently and endlessly in all directions. Ripples that eventually lap against the edges of the rock that you are sitting on. You smile and lean forward to dabble your hand amongst them. As you do so, you create more and more ripples. Ripples that shimmer in a kaleidoscope of different colours across the lake. They're interacting with the others now, and make a new, ever-changing changing patterns. You realise that this tranquil place is a pool of all knowledge, that while you are here, you are a part of everything, and everything is a part of you. And you find it easy, so very easy, to open your mind now. Open your mind now. Let go of any barriers to memory or learning. And now your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I'm going to say to you. And everything I say, if it is for your benefit, will be accepted and acted upon by your subconsciousness. It will have a steadily increasing effect on the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave. And the influence of these suggestions, as they are for your benefit, will continue to increase over the coming days and weeks and months. Your subconscious mind has confirmed that it's helping you relax, helping you cope so much better with life, and giving you a confidence within yourself to deal with any new situation that life has to offer. Your subconscious mind has also given you a new understanding of yourself, and this understanding gives you the power to make vital changes for your benefit. So now, with every day that passes, your confidence is increasing. The confidence of knowing that you are capable of doing whatever you set your mind to, with a positive attitude and a quiet strength. Now more and more, you become aware of a transformation taking place in your personality, and you are adopting a more positive outlook on life. You believe in yourself more every day, and you're learning to act boldly, realizing that you are fully capable of making the proper decisions and having the confidence to carry them through. So each day you become more and more secure within yourself. With your new relaxed attitude, both towards yourself and towards others, you realise that you are gaining control. Control of your thoughts and feelings and your emotions. And this gives you a tremendous feeling of satisfaction, knowing that whatever happens, you can deal with the situation in a calm and relaxed way. You know that the key to good health is a calm and relaxed attitude towards life. Now you begin to accept life as it is, and you accept people as they are. So as you continue to relax more and more with every day that passes, you feel better within yourself and about yourself. This gives you the opportunity to become more aware of the wide range of the resources which are yours. Resources which are within you, which are there for your use. As you become more aware of these resources, then you become more and more confident. And with these new resources, you know that you are directing your life now, and you know that life can bring good things to you. In this way, you are happier with each day that passes. Anticipate happiness, and happiness is yours. And of course, you feel better each day because you are happy. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things. But it doesn't matter if you can't imagine all the things I'm asking you to. You might find your mind starts to wander a lot, so that my voice just fades into the background. That doesn't matter either. The sound of my voice is going to continue to relax you, and it really does. doesn't matter if you don't hear a word I say, because very soon now, you're going to be more relaxed than you've ever known. Imagine yourself standing on top of a green hill on a tropical island. You can feel the warmth of the sun on your head and your shoulders, and can see the long grasses around you, and moving slightly in the gentlest breezes. When you look down the hill, you can see a narrow winding path that disappears into a small forest, and beyond the forest you can see the ocean, with sunlight from the clearest of blue skies, glance at the tops of the waves in the bay, so the whole ocean seems to shimmer and sparkle. You begin to move lazily, lazily and easily down the path, with the ferns and grasses brushing gently against your legs as you pass. And you just catch the faint smell of the seaborne. Can you smell it now? Become aware of the distant sound of the ocean on the shore. Maybe you can hear those seabirds again, calling faintly from a long way off. You marvel at the deep sense of calmness and tranquility that sweeps over you as you move on down, down, down towards the forest, moving so easily, so effortlessly, you feel almost as though you're floating on air. And in no time, no time at all, you find yourself drifting through the trees, their leaves closing overhead to form a canopy, their branches making an irregular pattern against the clear blue of the sky. It's pleasantly cool in the forest. Gentle sounds of birds singing echo faintly, and the scent of the trees and undergrowth relaxes you still further as you move down, 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 easily into the inviting depths, becoming lazier and lazier with each step you take. You can hear a stream somewhere. Its gurgling sound mingling with the sound of the ocean. As you follow the winding path, down and down, towards the beach that you know is in front of you. Weaving through the trees and brushing aside an occasional piece of foliage, until quite suddenly, you feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders again, and you find yourself on a beautiful deserted beach. A beautiful golden shoreline, sweeping away into a gentle curve in front of you, to a distant point where the trees seem to come right down to the shoreline, so that their branches actually seem to overhang the ocean itself. You can feel the sand warm against your toes as you stroll lazily across the broad beach to the water's edge. The sand becomes a darker golden colour when you get there, and you enjoy the change to a moist, firm coolness beneath your feet as you wander along the shore, leaving the lazy trail of footprints in the sand behind you. Every so often, a larger than usual wave sends rivulets of water foaming around your feet. As they recede, you notice how the sand is washed away from tiny coloured pebbles, glinting like jewels in the sun. The sound of the ocean, the smell of the ocean, the sunlight of the waves, the sound of the water hissing over the sand. All these things seem to create a sense of timelessness for some unknown reason, and you find yourself a comfortable position. A grassy hollow maybe to just sit and gaze out across the rolling depths of the horizon. Trickling warm golden sand idly through your fingers. Just sit and gaze. There's a faint haze which makes it difficult for you to see exactly where the sky stops and the ocean starts. And as you try to fathom it out, you see a small white cloud. It appears from somewhere near the horizon. It comes towards the island quite quickly, growing larger and larger as it approaches, until it's immediately overhead, the largest, fluffiest, whitest cloud you can ever remember. And you know somehow, just by instinct, that you can let all your worries, all your cares, all your fears just drift up towards this large white cloud. You can actually see them drifting away from you now in a long, slow spiral. Maybe like smoke from a bonfire. Just spiraling away from you towards this large white cloud. The cloud absorbs all your worries into itself, swallowing up all your fears and anxieties, and becoming steadily, steadily darker all the time. Just as it reaches its darkest, just as the last part of the spiral of your worries and cares disappears inside it, the sun bursts through, dispelling every one of your worries, every one of your fears and anxieties to the edges of the universe, leaving you totally relaxed and perfectly at ease with yourself, without a single care in the world. And now, all your troubles and cares having floated away from you, you settle yourself down into a comfortable position and just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And while you sleep, you have a dream. You dream you're walking down a long corridor, stretching away in front of you in a long gentle curve, so long that you can actually see the end of it. But you know this corridor is in the depths of your subconscious mind, in the part of you that your mind knows that what to do, just how to do it. And as you begin to move along this beautiful corridor, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, you realize that time and space dissolve, leaving you in a large room. The room is full of gentle golden light that relaxes you still further, and you suddenly realise, with a surge of inspiration and pleasure, that what you once saw as limits are merely stepping stones. They're merely stepping stones to a greater success. It suddenly dawns on you with a surge of joy and anticipation that what once seemed to be the limits of your personality, of your skills and abilities, nothing more than stepping stones to even greater success. One wall of this room is like a huge television screen, with words and images flashing across it, far too fast for you to see. And you realise that this information being transmitted to different parts of your mind and body, and you use your mind to will it to stop. And as you do so, the screen appears, and the word ready appears in large flashing letters. And now your mind is prepared, receptive to everything I'm going to say to you. you know? One of the most important things in life is confidence. We all need a little confidence from time to time to help us deal with whatever life has in store of us, for us. In fact, some of us may even need more confidence than others. And that's because we've forgotten just how confident we can naturally be. And you know, that confidence was always really there in the first place. We just forgot to look in the right place for it. We were looking outside. We were looking outside instead of inside, that's right. Because confidence is the key to success in our lives. Confidence in our ability to do those things we want to do, those things we need to do, to enable us to achieve any goal or target we set. And you know where that confidence comes from? That's right, it comes from within. There's nothing magical about it, although there are times when we feel that's exactly how it works. And we can access the most magical feeling of confidence whenever we want, simply by using the power of our mind, the power of our mind in a positive and meaningful way. And it's what we tell ourselves daily that really affects us in our life. What we tell ourselves really does determine how we feel. So if we tell ourselves that we feel anxious, worried, fed up, that is exactly how we are going to feel. Whereas if we tell ourselves that we're going to feel calm, relaxed, and in control of ourselves and our lives, then guess what? That is how we are going to feel. And it's true, isn't it? What we think and say to ourselves affects the way we feel physically. Those unwanted negative thoughts and feelings generate unwanted emotional and physical responses within our bodies. So what we tell ourselves really does have a tremendous impact in our lives. It determines not only how we feel, but ultimately what we can do about it or what we can't do. So why not begin? Begin by using the power of your mind to tell yourself, you can start again. From this very moment, living your life each day in a full and meaningful way, enjoying each and every moment, appreciating the wonder of being alive and well, here and now. Realizing that there's no need to worry either about anything that happened in the past, or maybe more important, anything that might happen in the future. Because we both know it might also never happen. The past and future are only products of our thoughts, interpreted by what we tell ourselves, moment by moment. And as our lives consist of all these moments, then life can pass us by very easily. So if we spend time using our thoughts to worry about the past or the future, then we become trapped in that cycle of negative thinking. It's so much easier to become involved in the moment, completely involved in the moment, completely involved in everything that's happening to you, everything that's happening around you. And when you do so, you'll find it so much easier to remain calm, comfortable, and so relaxed, at peace with yourself and everything around you. Why not tell yourself that each day and every day? It is an opportunity, every day an opportunity, to feel relaxed, confident, and so much more in control of your thoughts and feelings. And this will happen easily and naturally because you choose to feel these things by using the power of your mind, and you'll begin to notice and enjoy the positive changes in your lives as you enjoy every day feeling more alive, more motivated, more confident, and noting just how good you feel in your body, more energized, more healthy, aware of how easy you now function, both in body and mind. As you now tell yourself each and every day how relaxed and comfortable you feel, growing in confidence more and more, your mind feeling clearer than ever, becoming more focused, seeing any problems for what they really are, putting them in perspective, and dealing with them so easily, so effectively, and so confident that it comes as a pleasant surprise, and you begin to wonder why they ever caused you any problem in the first place. And then you realise that it really doesn't matter, because those things that used to bother you before in that past just do not bother you anymore, because you know you can just leave them behind in the past where they'll never bother or trouble you again, because you've learned the key to success in life, and that's confidence. Confidence in your ability to deal with whatever life has in store, day by day. Sure in the knowledge that your confidence is building slowly but surely. With every breath you breathe and every word I speak, until rapidly you become that confident, self-assured individual that you always wanted to be, that you are now, and this will continue to be today, tomorrow, and every day for the rest of your life. Now I'd like to count you back up from 7 up to 1. And when I get to 1, you'll be awake and feel like you've just woken up after a lovely long sleep, a lovely re-energizing sleep, which you truly have. 7. Start going up the stairs. Start waking up a little bit.